Hello, my angels. Welcome back to Mindfully Moody, a podcast, a space, a vibe that we have created, myself and my best friend Hannah, for you to connect with your authenticity, listen to stories that are relatable, that make you feel understood, seen, heard, valued, that bring you new nuggets of information about spirituality, self-growth, all of the incredible information that we talk about. So welcome to the show. If you have been listening to us for a while, it would be so appreciated if you would go leave us 5 stars wherever you are listening to podcasts. Hannah and I have been riding out this Mindfully Moody vibe for almost 2.5 years now, and we do this because we love sharing our truths with the world. Welcome, Kat, to the show. We love sharing our truths with the world. We love being vulnerable and opening up and just getting into all of the juiciness that life has to offer and bringing that to just a wider audience. We are just focused on that, our truth, our authenticity, our vulnerability, and all of the other stuff is just whatever to us because we are here because we're called to be. So thank you for being called to listen today. I'm going to do a solo episode today because Hannah and I have been getting into a new rhythm with Mindfully Moody. We put our Mini Mood Friday series on pause for a little bit. We both have a lot going on in our lives. We have so much abundance of love, joy, peace, happiness through business ventures, relationships, just all of the things that we have going on. So we're just refocusing ourselves in various ways, but we are keeping our Monday episodes weekly. Trust and believe we will be here. So make sure you also subscribe so you can get all of our latest episodes delivered right to you. So I am going to come on, as I always do in my solo episodes, and speak about what is on my heart. And I am coming off right now of about 9 days. This is day 9 of being sick, y'all. Being sick. And it has been rough. And I have been going through not only physical illness, but with all of the astrological things happening in our universe right now, I've been going through it with that. I've been having ego deaths. I've been just riding out some shit over here. So I want to talk today about redefining what self-care means to me and how I feel about self-care and my journey with self-care. And I'm sure it'll spur off to many things. I'm really just channeling whatever is meant to come up today will come up. And yeah, the first thing that I want to just be real and raw about is that I have not been getting into my spiritual practices in the last, let's say, month in the way that I typically do. Typically, I keep a really consistent spiritual practice, usually daily, if not daily, at least every other day. It kind of morphs. Sometimes it's meditation, sometimes it's breath work, sometimes it's praying, sometimes it's yoga, sometimes it's a mix of things. And I just kind of surrender to whatever is meant to me. That's been a big part of my femininity journey, is not trying to be as regimented and particular about everything, because that was definitely me and my wounded masculine. But I haven't really been having any sort of consistency with spiritual practices, and it's been weighing on me. It's been weighing on me, but it also, in another way, has not been weighing on me because of all of the work that I've done on myself to know that spiritual practices are not what make me spiritual. So now I'm redefining self-care and spiritual practices and all these things in my life because I need to. I have gained new information. I have healed in various ways. I have come to new takeaways about things. And I think that that's the beauty of growth and evolving. And when you have that growth and evolving, you have to redefine things for yourself. So how I used to think about self-care was very action-oriented, right? Like meditating, breath work, yoga, skincare, you know, going to the spa, reading a book, taking time for myself, putting on a face mask, like all of those kind of things, you know, going on a walk, going to do some sort of action, going to spiritual events, going to therapy, going to coaching, like all of those things as self-care. And 100% those things are self-care, and I will continue to use those things in my self-care routines, in the practices that I have for myself. And it's not a or, it's an and I have started to redefine the way that I think about self-care in terms of boundaries, both internal and external, the way that I talk to myself, the way that I talk to other people, self-reflection. One that has never really been on my list of self-care, but now is, which is rest. So I have started to redefine what self-care means to me. And as I've thought about this, what I've really come to is that self-care means tending to myself in the way that I need to in that moment, using my inner wisdom to tune into what I need from a self-care perspective. So if that means that I'm trying to tune into my wisdom and I'm not being led to go sit down in your altar and meditate for 30 minutes, then I'm not going to do it. And old me would just push into it, force it, try to show up, because if I didn't show up, then I'm not worthy because I didn't do what I said I was going to do, right? But in reality, I'm doing whatever I need to do in the moment. So this 9 days that I've been sick, which has been really challenging for me because I've just been having to kind of sit around, not really do much, not achieve much. And usually I'm a very achievement-based person. It's allowed me to come to the realization that I don't need to be so freaking critical of the things that I do on a day-to-day basis, because you know what else is self-care? Tending to yourself when you're sick. Not pushing yourself to go to the gym when you're sick. Not pushing yourself to, you know, go to work when you're sick. Today I'm actually home from work and I'm just sitting down and getting the opportunity to record some content because I'm like, let me just talk about what I'm going through in the moment versus trying to curate this particular experience. So self-care to me is nurturing myself in the moment. And what I realized today, I had a really great coaching session with a friend of mine who's also a coach, and he coached me and he helped me come to this idea of all of these different self-care acts that I do, and whether it be action-oriented or kind of internal, whatever. And what I realized is that external boundaries are my anchor point to self-care. What I mean by that is when my external boundaries fall to the wayside, all of my other self-care falls to the wayside, including internal boundaries, including rest, including meditation, spiritual practices, all of those things, because I have now overcommitted myself so much or taken on other people's stuff. I'm an empath. I very easily receive other people's things. Definitely becoming a coach has helped me significantly at this because it helps me shield. It helps me not take on the energy of others or the issues of others. However, that doesn't work all the time, and I still sometimes do. And so this idea of external boundaries being my anchor point for all of the rest of my self-care is kind of like really rocking my world in a good way. And also in a way that makes me do a little bit of a reality check. Like, okay, if I'm showing up for every other person in my life in a certain way to where I'm overcommitting myself or I'm doing this or I'm doing that, then I'm not able to show up for Sarah in the way that I need to show up for Sarah. Because I know that when my cup is depleted, and I'm literally picturing a cup right now with a hole in the bottom, and it's like you're trying to pour water, and I'm literally picturing a cup right now with a hole in the bottom, and it's like you're going right. I'm not able to pour from the cup into anyone. So that's when I see myself getting resentment for other people, getting frustrated easily, having all of these, you know, getting overwhelmed by all the tasks in my life. So when I do not keep my external boundaries in place, my world gets rocked in a negative way. And it ricochets into all different areas of my life, my business, my romantic relationship, my family relationships, my friend relationships, literally all parts of my life. And most important part of my life, my self-care, my routines, my things that kind of screw the word routine because I don't even know if I'm resonating with that right now, but my practices, whatever, the things that keep me, the things that keep me grounded, the things that keep me being the most optimal version of myself, the self that I desire to be on an everyday basis. So I am now getting to the point where I'm really reflecting, like, what external boundaries do I need to put into place so that I can make sure that I am showing up for Sarah in the way that Sarah deserves to be showed up for? Because for years, I didn't show up for myself at all. I didn't show up for myself in a loving way for many, many years in my past. I mean, I was my biggest critic. I tore myself to shreds for so many years of my life, and I've worked so hard to get to the point where I don't do that anymore, and that I have rewired those parts of my brain that are so hypercritical of me. And I'm not going to let my lack of enforcing external boundaries take me there, you know? And when I think of external boundaries, I don't just think of, you know, doing too much for other people. That's a part of it. But I also think of letting people affect me in a way that is going to shift my mood. So I work in person with a lot of people. I come into contact with a lot of people on a daily basis. And I'm so sensitive to energy that I can sometimes just, bam, pick up on someone's, they have a negative mood, and then, like, I see myself taking on that negative mood. Now I see myself becoming more critical of someone, and it, like, shifts my emotions. It shifts the way that I react, morphs into how someone else would react versus how I would react when I'm in a grounded, centered place. So I also mean things like that of external boundaries. And it's no one's responsibility to shield me or to shield you from their own shit unless you're asking them to, right? Like, people are allowed to have negative emotions. People are allowed to have a bad day. I don't have to take on their bad day, right? Like, they didn't say, I'm having a bad day, now you get here with me and have a bad day too. I mean, of course, that happens sometimes, but I have the ability to control my reactions to things. So I don't need to jump on someone else's bad day. I don't need to jump on someone else's negativity. I can create my own experience. I can create my own safe space. So I'm also talking about that when I talk about external boundaries. And as soon as I start to kind of let that go, it's just a slippery slope. Then I don't have internal boundaries. And internal boundaries are also a lot of self-care for me. And I think of internal boundaries as really being governed by my highest self internally. Like, you know, when your ego just starts to go off, you're on a rampage, you have like this big, you know, thought series patterns. I mean, we have so many freaking thoughts, y'all. You know what I mean? And now you're going down that road and my highest self, my internal boundaries or my highest self being like, hey, babe, let's come back. Let's come back. Let's get over here. Let's get centered. Let's get grounded. Let's remember that's not a path that we even need to go down. And we don't play in that sandbox anymore. We have elevated from this. And let's move into your safe space, your internal boundaries, your container. Maybe internal boundaries isn't even the right way to say it. I'm thinking more of like a container that feels really soothing and peaceful and nurturing, because that's where I want to spend my time in my mind. But if I'm already taking a lot of external signals, then my internal signals are getting all wacky as well. So boundaries, creating containers are basically my top self-care right now, is what I'm coming to the realization of. Because then if I keep those things in place, then I have the time to do my spiritual practices. I don't feel like I'm sacrificing showing up for someone else, or I'm sacrificing my time in a way that I don't want to sacrifice it when I'm showing up with my boundaries in a positive way. Hopefully you're vibing with what I'm saying right now. Because this is really just me processing out loud as well. But I feel like self-care can literally mean whatever you want it to. It can literally mean whatever you want it to mean. And that's the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing about self-care, is that it is specific to you. Self-care can also be coming home from work, scrolling TikTok for 4 hours and eating a bag of chips and a tub of Ben and Jerry's. Hey, y'all, I've been there. Okay. Sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need to turn off your brain, flip a switch. We are humans. We are stimulated so much on an everyday basis, which is why we're so into TikTok, because we got to keep that stimulation going. And as an overstimulated girly, which I used to not recognize as overstimulation, I should do another episode on that. I get overstimulated so easy. Like, ooh, I get into a grocery store, y'all. I'm literally so overstimulated. And then I start getting like kind of like irritable, and I'm like anxiety, and like all of these things start coming up for me. And yeah, so I'm overstimulated. I need to be able to turn off my brain. I need to be able to do things that make me feel good, that keep me grounded, that center me. And you need to find those things for you. But they're not only those actions. It's also the way that you treat yourself, right? Self-care is also, you know, when you're finding yourself in a negative spiral of thought, picking yourself out from under it. Figuring out how to get into a new cycle of thought. Self-care is getting up in the morning and making yourself a cup of coffee and sitting for 30 seconds and enjoying what it feels like the first sip of coffee in the morning. So many different things are self-care. So many different things can nurture yourself. It's really a mindset. It's a mindset switch of how am I going to prioritize myself and the things that I need, the things that make me feel good. It could be just going on a drive in your car and putting on your favorite song on the way to work. Like, whatever. If you shift your mindset of this is a way that I'm nourishing myself, that's all it really is. So anything can be self-care. As I'm petting my cat right now, who's sleeping next to me because I'm recording this on my couch. I've never recorded on my couch. So find what works for you is the moral of this. And I am finding what works for me. And self-care is never selfish. It is selfless, because you cannot pour from an empty cup. And I know for myself that when my cup is empty, the people in my life are not getting the best version of Sarah. But when my cup is getting filled, I'm more creative. I'm more grateful. I'm more present with people in my life, with things happening in my life. And it is just a more joyful experience to exist when your cup is fuller. Like, duh, right? But it's just really about taking that time and intentionality, being intentional with the way that you are communicating with yourself and communicating with the world so that you can make sure that you are prioritizing time to take that care for yourself. And it's also not time, that you are prioritizing your energy to make sure that you are first feeding within versus outwardly. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you are vibing with me, I have some extremely exciting news. I am hosting a retreat in the summer with one of my dearest friends, coach, healer, extraordinaire, Danielle. She's been on the podcast 3 times now. So if you've been a Mindfully Moody listener, you know her. And we're hosting a retreat together in the United States, location TBD, and that is such a part of the fun of it. If you are a woman who is ready to surrender to the unknown, is ready to awaken to your power, whew, do we have a retreat for you? We are going to be doing workshops, sacred ceremonies, yoga, breath work, meditation, ecstatic dance, ice baths, literally all the incredible things that you desire to experience when you go to a retreat. You will get it on this retreat. You will get women who are like-minded, who are all meant, divinely meant, to come to this retreat in this part of the world at this time, who are all destined to meet together to embark on the healing journey of a lifetime. This will literally transform your life. So if you are interested, I am dropping the website with the application in the show notes. We would be so honored to have you apply. And we are so excited. There's going to be more information coming soon. We are working really hard on putting together this magical retreat, and we will be so honored to have you there. So definitely go apply in the link, and we will be back with you next Monday. Love you so much, and have a great week.